This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon. Thanks to Eugene Grainer for filling in yesterday. Did you guys have fun, Todd?
Oh,
grand
course.
Old time. Hanging from
course.
The chandeliers or doing anything crazy? Or what did you do?
Oh, always. We didn't have as much fun as you had, though.
The pens on one side of the thing. They put the, you know.
You get a bunch of laughing gas, or how'd that work out?
Switched around. And, I was in the dip here from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. And whatever substance they had me under was, it's a good thing a doctor's order is the only way you can get it. That's all I'll say. Woo! My goodness.
Okay.
I replied to a text when I got home. I read the text this morning. I'm like, that's not even in English. It's not, I don't know what that says. So, yeah, not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. But I'm fine now.
Whatever Scott was on yesterday is now going to be attempted to be legalized in Measure 5 on the next ballot there.
Yeah, exactly. I did this one other time a long time ago. It's actually sedation dentistry, they call it. And Dr. Jeff Harry did it for me, and what I like about it is, you know, after a couple of dentist appointments, they say, well, you need a little this and a little that and a little that. And a little. So then you go, okay, well, like, how does that work? Like, what do? And they say, well, schedule one here and one here and one there and one there. I'm like, seriously, I've got to, you know, I got to find 5 dates on my calendar that are going to work over the next. Can we just do this all at once? Well, we could, but we have to do them. Sedation depth. Sign me up. Let's go. Let's go. Sign me up. I just want to do one time, one place. Let's go. Be done. So that's what I did. Sort of my nature, Todd. I just, you know, I want to get her done. You know what I'm saying? Get her done for sure. The program here is called What's on Your Mind for a very important reason. The most important thing we can do on the show is find out what is on your mind. And facilitate a little conversation. That's what we really like doing on the program. And I have some time today set aside on the show to start a conversation about just that. Because I don't know about you, but I feel a little lost after the election. I mean, I'm relieved. I'm glad it's done. And we've made some decisions. And now we can get on with it. But a lot of our conversation leading up to last Tuesday was related to the election. Obviously, news would come up, and we'd talk about things here or there, but for the most part, a lot of it was election-related. And this show isn't always about politics. It isn't always about who's on the ballot or anything else. We want to cover everything that concerns you, about anything. Like, there's a story out there about ROTC that I want to dig into right now that I can't understand for the life of me. Somebody's got to explain what the heck is going on here, ROTC in North Dakota is run out of money now, and they're not able to give the tuition that they promised cadets they'd get. That can't be true. That can't be an accurate reading from the fake news media on this. My story on it. I got it in my pile here. But anyway, you know, that would be an example of like, okay, what are we going to do to get to the bottom of this? So here's my question for you today. You know, post-election, I even remember a few calls during the election about things that would come up and say, you know what, we need to get to that after the election. But what are they? Post-election, what are the most important things you want to see given some attention? What is on your mind post-elections a week ago? And there'll be things related to the election. By the way, Wednesday's normally Congressman Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall. That's going to be Friday this week as Senator-elect Cramer. Had a schedule change, so that'll be Friday. We'll be doing it, but it will be on Friday's program. First hour, actually, on Friday, just to give you a little FYI. That's one of the reasons we have some time today to just talk about, all right, what now? Legislative session's coming up. Certainly could focus on some things there. I can think of a number of things. that I could throw out. I'm more interested in what you have to say. But anything you see that has been maybe put on the back burner because of the election, be a good thing to add to that list. And we'll keep track here, and we'll just let it guide some of our coverage coming forward and schedule guests accordingly, and because we do want to get you the answers. We really, really do. So just use this as an opportunity to tell us what you like, what you don't like, what you want more of, what you want less of, anything. Good opportunity as we get ready to reset and do some scheduling here into the rest of fall as well. We will be covering the legislature on this program. In fact, we're working on one day a week where we'll just be in Bismarck, be at the Capitol, and make that sort of our go-to week during What's on Your Mind to get you answers. But, of course, anytime anything comes up, we're going to do it. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, was replaced due to a defeat in the election that happened last Tuesday. Three-way race for that post last night, and a fellow by the name of Chet Pollard won that. Chet Pollard. I don't know Chet real well, but I'm looking forward to meeting him. I do know that the folks that were texting me from the audience were big fans of Chet Pollard, mostly conservatives. Really saw him as a good pick, so interesting. And, of course, Mike Nathy was in that mix, and it was a robust field there. It was going to be interesting to see between the three who ends up winning. But anyway, that's the new House Majority Leader, so a little bit of legislative news there. I have one worry post-election. Well, not one, but one of a few, I guess, and that is the disastrous Measure 1, the deceitful Measure 1. The people who put this forward asserting it would do one thing. Oh, it's harmless. It's great. What could be bad about, you know, exposure and the transparency and, I mean, an ethics commission? And
well, if it stopped there, it probably wouldn't be so bad, but it doesn't.
No, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And so two questions on that front. One, managing that fiasco, you know, what can be done, everything else. Now, South Dakota, it was thrown out by a court. Challenged in the courts, thrown out. They had to go back to the drawing board. One thing I want to do, and I'm putting it first on my list, this is my suggestion now. Can I give suggestions too, Todd? Is it okay for me to give suggestions?
Sure. Why not?
Let's talk to the South Dakota folks about how they undid the mess there. All right? Number one, want to find out about that. It's very important. And number two, I would love to have a conversation about how we reform initiated measures. You should not be able to put to the people a question that is one-tenth of the story of what you're proposing. And that's what happened with Measure 1. In my mind, inform people up to speed on what's happening, voted no. Folks that didn't pay enough attention prior to the polls, go to the polls, read the little mamby-pamby mom and apple pie. Oh, isn't this great? Yes, sign me up for that. And it passes. You shouldn't be able to do that. That's deceitful. That's a lie. That's gotta change. Those are high up. I want to find out how in the world we'd make those changes. So, there's a couple of mine. Todd no doubt will have a few, and I'm guessing you will as well. So here's what you do. You can text us. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. You can call us, and we actually like that better. We enjoy our conversations with you. That's 701-228-0550. That's the local 701 number. 228-0550. It's also the toll-free number at 800-228-0550. And what else? Oh, Todd. I didn't give Todd's text. 226-8503. 226-8503. Okay? Question is this. Time for a reset. Election's behind us. what issues are front and center. And again, they can be election related. They can be holding people accountable. They can be, they said they were going to do this. By golly, you better watch whether they do this or not. You know, that's fine. But I'm guessing, I know for me, there are issues unrelated to the election that I want to get to. I want to tackle. One is on our vets. Talked about it a little bit the other day. And why our vets don't get better care. Why they have to pay out of their own pocket, for instance, to get hyperbaric oxygen treatment when we know it cures vets with TBI, PTSD. VA won't do it. Why? That might be a federal thing. Can't do enough for our vets. Absolutely cannot do enough. I suppose I better write these down, Todd, so I don't forget, right? Because you're not writing them down for me. I don't know.
I'm not, so...
Yeah, you're kind of busy with other stuff there.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize I was supposed to be a court reporter today.
Yeah, a court reporter would have been...
Work on those skills, I guess.
...in the budget for the court reporter. After this, I'm What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Adult Men and Women, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids, free day of care available. The date is Saturday, November 17th at the Ramada in Bismarck. Hear from Dr. Susan Keller, Dr. Kevin Sedovic, range specialist Jess Peterson from the United States Cattlemen Association, along with Newcastle, Wyoming rancher Tracy Hunt. To register, go online at iban.org. There's also a gun raffle, dance, and banquet following.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
So the Department of Justice has ruled today that Matthew Whitaker can serve as acting Attorney General. This is the point where I cue nah, to the the mainstream fake news media.
Did you really just say that?
Yeah, I did say that because I'm tired of them. and meltdown ever since. Oh, he can't serve, he shouldn't build serve, he can't serve. Sick of all of them.
Nah.
Put that on my list.
Only thing you think of that one.
Pardon me?
Only did think you to think of that comeback.
Nah. A split second. Yeah. That's my go-to.
I've heard that one in a while.
You haven't. Well, have you been
third grade a while ago?
You've been losing out if you haven't heard that one for a while. I won't deny that. Yeah. You want a set of wheels? MBI has every week they just outdo themselves and show us a great set of wheels at a great price. Very often one owner, local trade. Always love that. Incredible deal. And right now, Pocklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City wants you to take a look at the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. By the way, they're in Bismarck and in Valley City. This one's an absolute steal out of Valley City. 2015 Chevy Impala Limited. And with the Limited, Todd, you get the heated leather seats. This is, that's pretty basic. You need that. That's like a roof over your head in North Dakota. You know, heated leather seats and roof over your head, just a must in a North Dakota winter. Backup camera. Got that too. 3.6 liter V6 engine, dark charcoal gray color, and it's only got 55,000 miles on it. Steve Robertsdahl there in Valley City says he wishes he had five more just like it because they go fast. On the lot, 14,495. You tell him, hey, Scott told me about it. They're going to take another $1,000 off. 13,573. Nice big sedan. Local trade to boot. Of course it is. Hop online and check it out at PucklitzValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. There you go. Let's see. Where was I? Tons of text to get to here this morning. A guest to talk about the upcoming tax filing season, someone suggested. That's a good idea, isn't it? You know, we got a new tax bill now that's in effect. So, be nice to know all the changes. Thank you. Question, by the way, today is pretty much a free-for-all on the open phone time here on What's on Your Mind. We're asking you to search your mind as to what topics, guests, missions, issues you want us to take on.
Scott, I got a listener who would like some help from you,
too. As of Tuesday morning, there was no gasoline, no grade D tractor fuel, and no number one fuel. The two tank barns in Jamestown. And you want to cart even more oil out of this state, yet we don't get product for our own people here. And we're also short of money. I don't understand it. I'd like a couple answers to these questions. Why the citizens of Dakota are waiting for fuel when we produce this much oil.
I would imagine that's a logistics issue. It's not a lack of oil, right? It's just a logistics of getting it there, and I haven't heard that often, but we'll get an answer for that listener. I appreciate you calling, though. And again, those kind of answers we love getting. So there's some sort of pain point here. You're scratching your head going, what's the deal? Let us help. That's what a day like today is all about, by golly. So remind me during the break, Kevin, I'll have you shop that around a little bit and we'll get an answer, okay? 800-228-0550. So a guest to talk about the upcoming tax filing season. I'm going to put that on the list for sure. Congrats to Representative Pollard. It'll be great to have a solid conservative with an ag background in leadership. How about that? Yeah. Appreciate that. Scott, this is what's on my mind. I want to get your take on this. As angry as Joel H. Todd, any idea? Joel H. Working on it. Joel H. is at Governor Burgum over everything that he says and does. Do you think Heidi's next move is to run for governor of North Dakota? That's my guess. But generally, it's not a real successful political move to lose a race and then run for another one that would be tough to win. So, I think Heidi Heitkamp politically is spent, right? I mean, she obviously in 2000 lost for governor, spent a long time before she decided to run again, did run again, barely won. And that was not repeated this time around. So I don't know. I don't
Isn't she just going to end up at a think tank, take the check out of the think tank, and
tootle
around D.C. or something?
That'd be my guess. As far as her brother, her chief spokesperson, being upset at Governor Burgum, you're wise to recognize that usually his political ire is directed at somebody he believes to be the next particular threat to something
chief
important to the family.
Spokesperson, that's good. I haven't heard that one.
Seriously.
Oh, you're right. I'm surprised I haven't heard that one.
I don't know. There's a long list of successful governors with huge victory margins that are under the list of the critics of the brother of Heitkamp. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of political success in his carping, is what I'm saying. So if I were one of those governors, I'd hope he'd just kind of keep on carping, you know. It becomes like carnival barker after a while, you know. It's just the yipping dog at the heel. Yip, 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 yip. It just doesn't matter. You just don't even hear it after a while. Brian and Bismarck, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a auto repair shop, and I'm getting really frustrated with a lot of people that have fly-by-night pop-up repair shops. I wish there was a way that we could regulate who opens or who works there. They have an ASE certification test, which is the only thing we have right now. But I think there should be a licensing division that regulates who runs and operates an auto repair business, because that's the second most important investment that you have is your car. And we get a lot of people bringing their vehicles in where they had their neighbor or they had this guy down the street do it, and then we have to fix it. And they're mad at us because we have to charge what we need to do the job. And I'm just frustrated. I think there should be more regulation in the auto repair business.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that was a thing. Do they last long?
Does what last long?
These pop-up shops?
Sometimes they're 6 months. Sometimes they're 2-3 years. It doesn't matter how long they last. I mean, anybody can open a repair shop. You, for instance, can open one up, put your shingle out, and there's no regulation to it. It doesn't matter if you have experience or not. As long as you can advertise and get a name with the state, that's all you need. So it's frustrating when there's no regulation and there's no checks and balances with something that's used daily, and it's a safety measure with vehicles. I'm just frustrated with it.
Yeah, I would be too if I was competing against that. And your point is these pop-ups are less than reputable. You know for a fact they're not doing a good job?
Most of them are not.
Yeah, interesting.
If they are, then we should be able to weed out the ones that aren't.
Right.
We should have some sort of way to weed them out.
And we'll check into that, Brian. I appreciate you calling, though, for sure. I got it on the list. Thanks. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities are expressing concerns about just how high the death toll may go from Northern California's Camp Fire. So far, at least 48 people are confirmed dead.
If I understand, that makes this the deadliest fire in the history of the United States, a wildland fire in the history of the United States.
But the county sheriff there says 100 people are missing. Two people have been killed in the Woolsey Fire burning along the L.A. Ventura county line. Meanwhile, smoke from the fire is now fouling air in cities over 100 miles away from the blazes. The Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has declared a public health emergency across the state of California. The Labor Department says consumer prices climbed 0.3% in October, with higher prices for gasoline and housing contributing to the increase. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get it, Todd? The stage at Island Park. That sound kind of cool or what? The stage. And the stage is the home to Cultivate. It's put on by a group called Emerging Prairie. We talked to Greg Tavine from Emerging Prairie about this. They have a great day planned tomorrow with some unbelievable speakers. I mean, I could spend half the morning going through this list of great speakers that they have coming to this event. So know this, there'll be some real talent there. It starts at 1 o'clock, and it is what they do is they pack a lot in a few hours. So I love this. 1 to 6 p.m. Tomorrow, and again at the stage at Island Park, which is downtown Fargo, just a little bit to the south of downtown. And the intent of the event is to explore the convergence of agriculture and technology. So they have all corners of agriculture ecosystem that come together to learn about tech innovations happening in the industry. It's been designed to have equal parts of the main stage content and also some networking, so you have space to learn from the experts and time to connect with future customers and industry leaders as well. EmergingPrairie.com/cultivate if you want to find out more. Registration opens at noon. Event starts at 1. Event wraps up at 5, and then they have a happy hour after that. So, again, and all these speakers aren't like talking on and on and on. They have like 15 minutes to give you, you know, the most relevant information without all the fluff. They have a farmers panel with 3-4 farmers on this panel. I can't wait. I love this. I love this. I absolutely, it's one of my favorite things to do, just take all this in. So a lot of folks coming together to make that happen and looking forward to being there tomorrow. Speakers, panels, complimentary snacks, non-alcoholic beverages, all included with your ticket. So it's a great way to go. Tickets anywhere from $20 to $75, depending on what you want. I have four of them. 1, 2, 3, 4 that are yours. All you need to do is call Daniel at 701-258-0550 and tell us your name and what town you're from, and we'll leave that at will call for you tomorrow, okay, at the event. 701-258-0550. Four free tickets for Cultivate tomorrow, 1 to 5 at the island, at the stage, rather, at Island Park, downtown Fargo, so it should be a lot of fun. And if we can get you some freebies, I'd love to do it. So you just let Daniel know, and he'll have them for you. All right, let's back to the phones here. Glenn in Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, a while back ago, Scott, I called in and made the comment about knowing a good Democratic woman. A couple of weeks ago, I guess it was. And then a woman called in and said how offended she was by my statement. I wonder how offended she is by what's going on down in Florida, led by some women down there. 93,000 boats all of a sudden showed up out of nowhere. I mean, what's that all about?
Does it not disgust you to see that? I mean, I think I'm clinically depressed over what has gone on in Florida and sitting in this ridiculousness. Oh, here's another box of votes. We found that one. Oh, whoa. You know, and vote totals changing all one way, not the other way. It just is. I didn't follow Arizona as close, but that one took a flip in a hurry, too. It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Well, and the main reason for my my disapproval of Democratic women is they're in the lead when it comes to the Democratic opinion on abortion. And, I mean,
where?
I'm sounding like an old record. 60 million babies?
First of all, where do you see women in the majority believing that it's okay to...
No, I said the women, the Democratic women are... Well, Heidi Heitkamp, how far do I have to go?
Right.
But
I don't believe, for instance, in North Dakota, the majority of women think it's okay to kill an unborn child. Now, does Heidi Heitkamp? Yeah, she voted over and over and over again to do it. And by the way, she just lost a big election, partly because of her view. You can't high-five Chuck Schumer and be all happy about a late-term abortion and not have a political cost in North Dakota. It costs her. So I think that's a good thing. I think that's an awakening of sorts. So, but Democratic women, you're probably right. There is probably a majority there. I'll give you that.
Yeah. And then I'll end on a humorous note here after my ranting here. That big boa constrictor they found down in Florida, they figured it's a record.
Yeah.
And they found that big lump in it, and they cut them open, and they found 12,000 more boats.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Todd, did you?
I hadn't. I do like the picture I got sent with the green soldiers fighting Broward County balance in the DMZ.
Oh.
Yeah, good one.
I know there's so many punchlines with that now, you know?
It's sad. Yeah. It is sad. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. Tom.
Scott's got so much stuff in the back of his vehicle, I bet if you looked in there might be a tote and you could just write balance on there and count those two.
Sure. Yeah. Anytime. Tom, Lake of the Woods, you're next.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Being from Minnesota, the finding votes in the trunks of cars is kind of a sore subject with us because that's how we got Al Franken. But I wanted to call and respond about the guy who called in and thinks we need more regulation in auto repair businesses. I'm not an auto mechanic, but I'm an aircraft mechanic, and we're highly regulated, and it doesn't necessarily weed out the shady operators. So I think, you know, I'm not a person that thinks government regulation is the answer to too many things, but I think there is a measure that should take care of that, and it's called the free market. If those shops are really doing shady work, they don't normally last too long, and I think the market takes care of it. So let the market do it and keep the government out of it is my thoughts. And if you regulate it too much, all it does is makes everybody pay more for auto repairs. And I don't disagree a bit that there are shady operators, but I can't believe they will last long if they're doing a poor job. That's all I had to say, Scott. You have a great show. I really enjoy listening to it.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. And I thought of the same thing when he called, although if I'm a competitor and I'm doing everything right and I've got a pop-up across the street and they're getting by with being able to do it and have no regulation, well, you're right. Eventually, they're going to be found out by the consumer. I still might be a little ticked and I'm losing some business over a course of time. I just don't know what the process is to, number one, I didn't realize it was a problem. And number two, I don't know what the process is. So it's some force to check out. But I think you have a solution as well. The market will eventually sort that out for sure. Thanks for calling, Tom. Appreciate that. 2580550 is our toll-free telephone number. Here is the question of the day today. The election's a week away, as in the rearview mirror, it's passed. And we're all sort of out of that tick-tock, you know, I'm pretty sure that I was living, breathing, and sleeping you know, some form of the election. Hey, did we get this guest on? What do we, what about that? Oh, have we talked to, you know, because it was just, you're just drinking from a fire hose. And I'm not complaining. I mean, it's part of the deal. On the other hand, another worry through most of that is, what are we missing? What else is out there? So that's the point of today's question. Setting the election stuff aside for a moment, or anything we've covered to this point, what are we missing? What else do you want covered? What topics? What issues? You know, what challenges are out there for you that maybe we can help with? We're up for anything. That's why we're asking that question today. You tell us at 258-0550, 258-0550. Texter says, what is being done to prevent Measure 1 from being implemented? I've heard specifically of litigation. Now, the status of it and, you know, the timing behind that, I don't know, but that one is high on our list to get some answers on. No doubt about it. So we'll do it. Okay, let's see here. Hey, what's new with the recounts on the Senate seats? Are we going to let the Democrats keep moving the goalpost? I'm hearing that one a lot, too. And I don't disagree. Let's be aggressive on this. You know, we got a full-on, you know, full-court press about this. Vote totals change in their favor all the time, and we don't do anything about it. Completely agree. Chris, on the road, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. In the words of Lao Tzu, the more rules, laws, and enactments you have, the more criminals and thieves you're going to get. As far as regulation on automotive repair goes, it's going to come down to it eventually anyway. It's already started. Well, I work on diesel trucks, semis, pickups, automotive, heavy equipment. And a lot of this stuff I can't do. I got to take it to the dealer to get it done because it's software. You got a software upgrade. You replace the component. It's got to be updated. And they're not selling the software to outside distributors. It all goes to the original equipment manufacturer. So the market itself is already driving it towards their in-house service providers doing it. Second part is Congressman Armstrong considering doing any town halls or weekly town halls. I know Senator Kramer is going to, but I was wondering if Armstrong is considering it or has been presented to him.
He was asked that question a lot during the campaign. He, you know, would come on anytime we asked. And he was asked almost every time he came on whether or not he would do like Congressman Kramer has done, and he didn't even pause a nanosecond to say yes. As far as like kind of what schedule or how you go about it, I'll add them to the list and we'll get an answer there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Talk a little bit about the transition and everything going on there too. 258-0550, our toll free telephone number is 800-228-0550. Let's see what else we have here. Now that Bismarck has had a new mayor for some time, where does the city's hotel project stand along the empty strip mall we bought? Todd, do you know the answer to that one?
I know that the strip mall's on the market.
So it's for sale.
Yeah. So in case you want to buy, you know, Scott's big strip mall.
Or Todd's big strip mall, something like that.
Nah. Yeah.
Texter says we don't need
misunderstand the word strip in that one, then. And I don't like that.
We don't need auto repair shop regulations, meaning more government. Free market will regulate that caller's issue. All right, a lot of advice for that caller about just let the free market regulate it. I wonder if they feel any more comfort from all of that. Contractors have to be licensed, but on the other hand, a person should be able to work on their own stuff, says somebody else. A lot of good feedback on that one. Some fallouts from the ELD in the last month. I'm noticing some older trucker friends have left the business. Never thought anything could drive them from what they love doing. Guess I was wrong. I've heard that for a long time, that the regulations and the mess of all that were so bad that people that were able were just shutting it down. And at a time when we need more truckers, so there's an example of bad government, right? More coming up.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Second and Main in Valley City, North Dakota is a destination. That's where in 1977 the magic of Pizza Corner Pizza was created. A family recipe that included a pizzeria-style crust, tangy tomato sauce, and best of all, generous amounts of the finest quality toppings. Soon, Pizza Corner Pizza was dubbed the finest anywhere. Today, that tradition continues, and with the fresh, updated look of Pizza Corner Pizza, we're confident the legacy will live on. Purchase one from your local grocery store today. Fresh, new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead and ghost. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you for that. I'm gathering quite a nice list here of different topics that are on our priority list now, thanks to your calls on What's On Your Mind. Post-election items that maybe need a little attention that haven't gotten it, things you need tackled, so you let us know, 258-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054, 367-2054. Brought to you in part today by MBI Energy. And MBI is a name that has been a gold standard in oil field service work for a lot of years. And the one thing that's unique about it is it's North Dakota. A lot of oil field service comes from Texas and other places, but this is a North Dakota company that's spread out from here. And they're looking right now for mechanics and lube tech jobs. You can join the best team in the West. Immediate openings, diesel mechanics, lube techs, traveling mechanics, committed to safety, job satisfaction, national recognition for safety excellence, and recently named a 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and, of course, a strong supporter of our local communities, too. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. Take a break for the call, from the calls for a moment. We'll pick up after the top of the hour with you, but first wanted to chat and celebrate one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind that was just recognized with a quite an honor. And I actually saw this, and I forget where or what trade magazine I saw it, but I was like, wow, the Institute for Extraordinary Banking hands out a National Banking Award, and they have honored First International Bank and Trust as the Extraordinary Bank of the Year for 2018. Peter Stinson, president, joins us now to talk a little about this. How are you, Peter?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Good to see you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, very exciting times. You know, being named the Extraordinary Bank of the Year was a great honor for us. It's our first year that we had applied, actually, for the award, and let alone win the thing. So there's a lot that went into it behind the scenes, but very excited to be named the Extraordinary Bank of the Year, for sure.
So you go to a company, or rather, an industry event of sorts, and that's where they dole these out?
Yeah, they kind of relate it, for lack of a better term, to the Grammys or the Oscars, and this is kind of, you know, that for the banking world. The Institute for Extraordinary Banking, they put out applications in five different categories, and we happen to rank, I guess, within the top of all five of those categories, which put us into the top five overall. And then you go to their big fancy awards banquet, you know, a black tie type of event, and they actually make you do an on-stage presentation. So we had 4 minutes to present our case, which included a video, and it was actually voted on by the audience as who picks the overall winner. And by winning the Extraordinary Bank of the Year award, we not only, you know, won the award, we actually won a car. We won a school in Africa that's actually named after us, because that's one of their philanthropic sides as part of the Institute of Extraordinary Banking, amongst other things. So it was a very cool award that not only did we win, but we picked up a few things along with it. And I'm going to have to go to Africa now to go check out the school.
That's pretty cool. I would imagine that doing that in front of your peers adds a little pressure to it. It's one thing to go up and accept an award, but you actually had to convince them and get them to vote for you.
Yeah, we had to put on, you know, like you mentioned, the full dog and pony show, and I think our marketing team did a great job of putting together a video, and we did it within less than a month of notice. And then I went up there, and I kind of acted as our MC and speaker, and it was a great week for our company, as that same week we were named one of the 50 best places to work for the fifth year in a row by Prairie Business Magazine. And then we also had a successful concert event kicking off our new bank project in Bismarck, where we brought in Toby Keith. And then I left from that and went straight to Minneapolis, which is where this awards banquet happened to be this time around. And, you know, went up on stage and stated our case. And when they announced us as the winner, it was kind of the cherry on top week on already a great week, you know, professionally. And then my brother Eric, actually the same day, had his child Charlie. So not only was I a new uncle with my brother Eric having his first kid, but we had all these success stories within the bank as well. So it was a very memorable week, that's for sure.
Boy, sure sounds like it. And it all started in Watford City or Alexander?
Yep, so our bank was founded in Arnigard, North
Dakota, okay.
Actually in 1910 by my great-grandfather. And then in the 30s during the recession is when we, or Great Depression, I guess I should say, we moved over to Watford City when they named Watford City as the county seat. So the bank has been in my family for 108 years now. I'm a fourth generation community banker. Still, my dad is our chairman and CEO, and his home base is in Watford City. I office out of Fargo, and then my brother Eric is very active with the bank down in our Arizona market. So we have 27 offices now, with number 28 being built as we speak.
What does an award like this and recognition like this mean for your customers?
You know, one thing, we always feel that we have you know, great employees. And this is just one way to celebrate, you know, who we are as a company and hopefully where we're going as a company. You know, I think from a customer standpoint, it's just one of those things that is, you know, the public recognition. And, you know, sometimes the perception is everything out in the marketplace, and being nationally recognized, you know, for us was quite an honor. You know, we were both humbled and honored to even be nominated, let alone be a winner in multiple categories, and then ultimately the, you know, the overall winner. So from a customer standpoint, you know, I think, what do you have to lose? Come check us out.
That's for sure. The Institute for Extraordinary Banking doles out this award. It is a national banking honor. The Extraordinary Bank of the Year for 2018 is North Dakota's own. Can you believe this? North Dakota's own First International Bank and Trust, based in North Dakota. 27 branch locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. Congratulations, Peter.
Thank you very much.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Battle Men and Women, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids, free daycare available. The date is Saturday, November 17th at the Ramada in Bismarck. Hear from Dr. Susan Keller, Dr. Kevin Sedevic, range specialist Jess Peterson from United States Cattlemen Association, along with Newcastle, Wyoming rancher Tracy Hunt. To register, go online at iban.org. There's also a gun raffle, dance, and banquet following.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.